I've never seen a more partisan, a more biased, a more shallow security organization as the SSA. Because if you look at the report, it's so wishy-washy, it's so unprofessional. On 24th of November, the SSA came to our offices, our database office in Kenya, vandalized all our equipment, took away all our system, and about 50 days later, came with fabricated evidence that we were trying to attack the INS database. In the first instance, when the SSS raided our offices, what they told the whole world was that they were working on information that we were attempting to clone government voters' cards. 50 days later, they cannot come up with one single clone card to show the world. Now they've changed their story. That is actually that we are trying to hack into the INEC system. I feel INEC has the same strategy.
Are you therefore saying that the DSS, as a security agency mandated to protect life and property, is fabricating all this proof it says it has against the APC? Is that your stance?
Well, what I'm saying is that, you see, the DSS is so thoroughly partisan today that they cannot even face the primary duty for which they were set up. I'm saying that the SSS today is so partisan that they've become nothing but the security arm of the PDP. What I'm saying today is that if any security or intelligence gathering organization of any country to behave the way the SSS is behaving, then we're not surprised that the country has problems with Boko Haram and other subnational groups. Because there's nothing professional about them at all.
Now, so how are you responding to these accusations being leveled against you?
We have sent our response, but it should be ignored completely. We are totally ashamed that this is an organization that belongs to Nigeria and that it's a disservice to the country. And you see, what the spokesperson of the SSS told you was just a figure of lies. They have not charged anybody to court. On the contrary, we are the one that went to court because they tried to obtain confession from the arrested staff via transport. They were flown in from Lagos to Abuja blindfolded. They were manipulated. They got here to Abuja for 10 days. Even the pregnant women among them were denied access to their drugs, all in an attempt to fabricate confession. They should be ignored completely. We dare them to go to court.